So, Steve, what actually happened with this patient and what's the current situation?
Yeah, this is, again, a very remarkable case, you know, and it teaches us about the potential for this IgM flare with rituximab. This is actually a fairly common problem. We see it in about 50% of all Waldenstrom's patients can actually flare in response to rituximab as a monotherapy. And there are drugs that can actually make that worse or make that better. The IMIDs are particular offenders because they tend to actually stimulate the immune system and you can get even worsening of this flare. The proteasome inhibitors have traditionally been better. They've improved it. But I think the best data that we've seen so far is from the study that Thanos and our colleagues, you know, had in the New England Journal of Medicine, and that's with ibrutinib. I mean, we see almost a nil flare rate, and it speaks to the fact that when we do see this flare, it's often driven by an inflammatory response, you know, generated by the rituximab. And so using a drug like ibrutinib can certainly bring that flare down. In this particular case, plasmapheresis would have been very appropriate, as Thanos mentioned, just because we already had a track record. We already knew that the patient responded to pheresis. And given that his neuropathy worsened so acutely, he was plasmapheresed. It did improve his symptoms. And he went on and received combination therapy. In his case, he had bendamustine, you know, added to the rituximab. And this was a case that was just before, you know, we had the ibrutinib monotherapy data, which I think is very important to consider in this case because patients who progress with their neuropathy on rituximab actually have had very nice benefit with ibrutinib. And that was in our New England Journal monotherapy paper back in 2015. So I like the idea of combining the rituximab therapy in this particular patient's case. I think that if ibrutinib were available at that time and we had the knowledge that we now have, it would have been also a very good combination to consider in treating this patient.